Okay, we'll get started.
Here's a sheet.
Now we're back.
We get moving on a little bit of here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So today's topic is Aleinu.
Tefillah of Aleinu.
Tefillah of Alkein. Also, they're really together. Excuse me. Wait, Ashkenaz or Nesuch Svar?
Ashkenaz.
So Nesuch Svar, Neidu Mizrach. So they say Ve'alkein, they add a Vav. Vav is a letter of Chibur. So really, Aleinu and Ve'alkein are together. We all know that anyways, you know. The Balkor, the Chazan ends with the end of Alkein, not with Aleinu. But Aleinu is an insanely important tefillah. A very, very important tefillah. To the point where there are a few tefillahs where if you're in the middle of a tefillah, or it's not your nusach, so you're doing a little bit of a different order, but davening with that minyan. So, if the klal is up to Aleinu,
you have to do it with them.
Exactly, you have to join the minyan. Even if, except obviously if you're not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't. But if you're in the middle of a pasuk, you finish the pasuk and then join them. But if you're, you know, finishing a p'tachanan and, you know, you're davening a nusach sfarad minyan, where, no, the opposite way. If you're not nusach sfarad and Ashkenaz minyan, davens Aleinu first, as if, you know, in yeshiva we do nusach sfarad. And, they're saying the minyan's saying Aleinu, and everyone else is and you plan on saying Shir Shayom, so you're supposed to say Aleinu with the Tzibur, and then you should say Shir Shayom, and you can finish up yourself, and then you read the Hashefa of that part of Tefillah. So it's a very important Tefillah. I mean, now that we know that, especially with the fact that you have to say, it's so important that you have to say, you know, most people get to Aleinu, and it's like, oh, Aleinu, you know, it's like the good sign in tefillah. Mm-hmm. Now it's my time, you know, it's over now, you know, I've already started taking off my tefillin, because after Ashrei, you know, some people start after Ashrei. Already a lot of the poskim say that you should at least wait till after Ashrei Valitzion to take off your tefillin, if you need to, b'dieved. But Aleinu, there's no excuse to not be there for Aleinu. There's no excuse. In fact, once again, you have to join the minyan, so there's an extra minyan of Aleinu b'tzibur as well. But also that it's so important that, you know, it's also you're supposed to be standing up for it. There's a lot of important things about Aleinu. We want to find out why. Why Aleinu is so important. What makes Aleinu so important? What makes Aleinu so special? Right? Aleinu l'shabech. So with that, we're going to start off with the Maharal. On his sitter. Actually, not on his sitter, because he doesn't have a sitter. The Maharal in the Sefer Beragola. So the Maharal. So where's that sheet? The sheet in my pocket. Oh, I'm missing it. It's missing. No need. Fine. So the Maharal in Beragola, this is one of his svar, and in the Be'er Hashvi, Perek Dalet. This is not the full paragraph, but it's more than half of it. And he speaks very interestingly over here. Let's see what he has to say. So here's the Maharal. Chelek hashlishi ibnei adam heim ha'ovdim avodah zara. Okay, so this is obviously going on the point before. It's a sefer that continues, so but we're taking out a point over here. So he's going to talk about ovdei avodah zara. The bnei, this third chelek of people, who are ovdei avodah zara, perish. Shehem ovdim zula tasiba rishona. Okay, v'chelik zenikra b'shem goistam. Okay, so once again, he's talking about a different idea of. Apparently, there's three different chalakim. We're not going to get into it because we don't have the rest of the text here. But zenikra b'shem goistam. That's where you get the name goy from, etc. Ki akasuv malemize ki kol hagoyim hayu ovdim l'elohim achirim. All the goyim. So they are worshiping other gods. That's. In fact, what goy means, right? Goy means foreign, means alien. Someone who's a goy is someone who's not worshiping Kadosh Baruch Hu. If they are worshiping Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're okay, so that's really a different story. Shemaz Benoch, but goy is representing the term according to the Maharal that they're not representing Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're representing they're ovdim Elohim Acherim, that they're worshiping other gods, different gods. Shelo hayu parshim atzmam me'avodat elokei nechar. And they won't separate themselves, and they don't separate themselves from their avodas elokim, of these elokei nechar, of serving, of doing their duty, of being connected to their gods, to these different gods. The avdo zulato. And they're being oveyed in all the, right, and they're good avadim, right, they're to Baal, and to this god, and to Yashka, and to all these different gods, so they're oveyed to their god, and they're oveyed very, very nicely to their god. They're mysterious nefesh, as we know, the Muslims these days are pretty mysterious nefesh. Of course, it's pretty much the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, complicated enough, you know, it's not necessarily oveyed of Avodah Zarah, but it's oveyed Elokim Acherim, they're nekra goyim, according to the Maharal. This is the reason why Aleinu L'Shabeach was written. Shelo asan kegoyeh aratzot v'chule, right? What's that? Aleinu L'Shabeach. It is on us. It is on us, the ones who are over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Shabeach, to praise. To praise why? To praise, obviously, to praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for why? Shelo asanu kegoyeh aratzot. That he did not make us, and that we don't do like the goyim of the other lands, v'chule. And it's, if you know, that's what it talks about, of us being separate from the goyim, and us being different from the goyim. U'pirshu ha'mefarshim she'yeshua tikenzen. Mefarshim bring down, and we'll see this in other sources as well, that this tefillah aleinu was actually written by Yeshua ben Nun. Which a lot of people don't know. Ulefikach amar al kein nekavelecha lahavir galulim in haaretz v'alilim karot karetun letakin olim b'malchum shadai v'chol v'nem, etc., etc., etc.
Al kein, don't we say that al kein is achan, composed by achan?
Sorry?
Don't we say that al kein is composed by achan?
Maybe. I'm not sure, but even if it was, it's based on the idea of Aleinu, right? It's the ideas of Yeshua been written down, and then Al Kain, meaning Yeter Al Zeh, from this, what are we doing from this? Nekavel Chalaver Glulim in Haaretz V'Alulim Karot Karatun L'Takin Olam. Shaya Mitpalo Shetitbatel Avodah Zarah Min Haolam. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mizbatel, that he should cancel out Avodah Zarah Min Haolam, right? La'avir Glulim Min Haaretz V'Alulim Karot Karatun L'Takin Olam. Get them out of my world. Get them out of your world in order so that we can be the ones to continue it. Kasher ayu kol amus ovdim elilim. Just like it's the rest of the world and the way of the world, that they're ovdim elilim. You know, there are many shevimis as b'nei Noach, but there really aren't any shevimis as b'nei Noach in the larger percentage of things. And this is something Chabad worked on. I don't know if you've seen, but last year there were signs around the Rova. The picture of the Rebbe, big signs, posters, Pashkabils, and there was Arabic written all over it. So I asked an Arab what it means. And on the bottom also was a 747.io.il. That it was a sign, this was something big of the Rebbe, that a lot of people were very, very against Lubavitcher Rebbe. Supposed to get Aleinu, because in many ideas because of this, is that he said that you're supposed to get, right? Torah says you're supposed to get the other nations to be told Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So he was trying to convert them, not to Judaism, but to Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Tachlis is Hasidim are still trying, obviously. Those were ripped down a few weeks later. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few days later, I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the world are over the Elilim, and they're not over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're not even Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So we're davening in Aleinu, according to the Maharal, Shetitbatel Avodah Zarah Min Haolam, that you take away Avodah Zarah from the world. Because also when you take away Avodah Zarah from the world, what's left in the world is a Kaddish Baruch. So it's not just removing something, but when you remove something, something else takes the place of it. And that's a Kaddish Baruch. And that's how it works, we know, in Tshuva. The Rambam brings down Beferish, that when you do Tshuva, it's not just the Avera is cancelled out, but it actually turns into a mitzvah. Yeah. A mitzvah takes the place of the Avera. So too here. Fine. The next place we're going to go to, in connection with this somewhat introduction of what is this, what is Aleinu, is the Siddur Heichal Bracha. Siddur Heichal Bracha is the Siddur of the Kumana Rebbeim, Dora Dora, so the different Kumana Rebbeim. And one of the Perushim of one of the Rebbeim, the Shari Bracha of one of the Kumana Rebbeis, very holy Rebbeim, and a fantastic, fantastic, beautiful sitter. Usually very difficult, a lot of gematrias and Kabbalah and Arizals and things like that, but there's two parts. There's the Shari Heichal, if I'm not mistaken, and then Shari Bracha. That Shari Heichal is one that's more deep, and Shari Bracha is more, you know, what is this paragraph about? And we're going to learn what the Shari Bracha, this Kumon Rebbe, says about Aleinu. Aleinu l'shabech norav nizgaf. Aleinu l'shabech is a wondrous and amazing tefillah. V'yoshua tiknu al bitul avodazara v'kishuf. Sha'asu anshe Yericho. You hear this? A little bit more about, okay, Yeshua wrote it, we knew from the Maharal, but Yeshua was metake in this tefillah in order so that we could be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, like the Maharal says, that the point of it is mevatel Avodah Zarah, but specifically he wrote it to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, v'kishuf, and black magic, sha'asu anshe Yericho, that the people of Yericho were doing. You know, Yeshua ben Nun took over Yericho already. He went around the wall 7 times, blowing the shofar. Magically, the walls went into the ground. He took over Yericho, and Yericho was cursed. Until this day, it stands cursed. And talk to people in Mitzvah Yericho, they know a lot of the stories, and many stories of how it's cursed throughout the ages, and different people trying different things. Very interesting. You talk to Veri Pilichowski, he lives there. But he wrote this tefillah to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah and the Kishuf that the people of Yericho were doing. When Yeshua ben Nun finally took over Yericho, Chivshua baza hashevach ubitel baza kol haklipos v'kishuf. So, the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu took over ubitel baza kol haklipos v'kishuf. And these klipos, you may have heard this word, I've seen this before, these shells, these outer things that are blocking the goodness from within, these the dirt on top of this beautiful diamond was brushed away, and the black magic, this kishuf is magic, right? Magic these days we know is magic isn't really magic. Magic is really illusion. So trickery and illusion, all these things are represented in kishuf. So once again, if you look at this sentence over here, he's not saying that when they took it over, so all the bad went away. He's saying when they took it over, Chivshua baza hashevach, the shevach took it over. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the place of the klipas and the kishuf. V'tiknu la'amru be'esara, and he said that the takana is that we say this in an es sara, at a time of atzaras. We say this at the end of every tefillah, number one, but we also say this, for example, we say this separately at the end of, if you're not saying anything, you say Aleinu after Kiddush Levana, because that's a dark time. It's a time when the moon's small, you know, Kibiyachol Eis Tzara, it's a time of darkness, a time of less light. V'yamar yashar v'hafoch v'chatam shemo behevech. Interesting. And he says it should be straight and it should flip and it should be signed his name Behepech. What does that mean? Again, what we're saying is that the Avodah Zarah and this Kishuf, should be flipped and turned into Shevach. Should be V'chata B'Shmo Behepech. That it shouldn't just be a bit of Avodah Zarah V'Klippas V'Kishuf. It should be a Hepech of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame should take the place of it. Aleinu. There's a play on words with the whole pasuk over here, but what he's saying is that it is on us to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in from the Shemaim and Kore Elokim Hu in this world, to switch those places. Beautiful piece of the Shari Bracha. Now we're gonna go to the top left over here at the Siddur Eitz Rasson, and we'll come back to the Arizal after that. Shari Kavanos. But the Siddur Eitz Ratzon, beautiful, fantastic Siddur of that Breslov put out, the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nelson, very, very beautiful Siddur. Number one, because it goes through the Tefillah almost as a Moraderech, leads you through the Siddur. It's not just a Perush. Aleinu l'shabeach means this and that, and this means this and that. But it says, hello, it's like, hello, welcome to my Siddur. I'm going to take you along the path of the Siddur. you are up to Aleinu now. Aleinu is one. When you get to this, you should feel it's a very beautiful siddur. I recommend looking in there. It's in many places. Looks like the other Brussels from. It's called Eis Ratzon. Okay. So Alidei Amiras Aleinu Misalki Machitzonim Meshev. This is also from the Shara Kavanos, what we're going to come back to. But this is the Brussels saying it over. Oh, you know what? Excuse me. I flipped it over. Where it says Siddur Eis Ratzon, that's supposed to be where Ari Zohar Shara Kavanah says. This is from the Siddur Eis Ratzon. Okay? The word says Bini on the bottom right. This is so. I'll cross those out if you want to. Flip them around. Yeah, I put the labels in the wrong place. So he says.
So are we doing this or this?
We're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this, and that's from the Siddur Eis Ratzon. Bini, my son, Omrim Aleinu Leshabeach, Bekavana Uvesimcha Gedola. My son, you should say Aleinu Leshabeach, you should say the Tefillah of Aleinu with a great amount of Kavana and a huge amount of Simcha. It's a great amount of Simcha and Kavana. Aleinu needs to be said. Like we know, as we said in the past few sources, Yeshua ben Nun said this tefillah and was metaken this tefillah when he took over Yericho, when he was going into Eretz Yisrael. This tefillah is full of foundations and secrets and specific things that come from the place of the Ayon, that come from the world of Atzilus. They come from the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. Umi'ira or ha'ein sof Baruch Hu al ha'umra. And the one who says this, obviously, b'kavana b'simcha gedola, the one who says this, b'kavana b'simcha gedola, so the light of ein sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is put on us. Mivatalt mimenu et kol ha'klipo shebara merov chatav. And all the klipos that are upon him, as you can see, Lashitas over here, that he was created with, from all the, that he created from all the sins, will be mevatelas, will be cancelled from, will be removed from him. V'nimchalim lo kol avonosav, and will be forgiven for all his sins. Imikavim perishamiros. If he has the kavana for the, and to really understand what the words mean, what this means. The word Aleinu is the same letter as Elyon, right? Aleph Lamed Yud Nun Vav is also Aleph Lamed Yud Vav Nun, Elyon. The worlds above, the greater worlds. Lahamshich or Gadol Meirum Hamalos or Ha'in Sof La'eser Spheres Amislapshus Barba Olamas Atzilas Pirat Zirasiyah. To bring down this great and wonderful light that comes from these upper worlds, from the Orient Sof, that goes through the Esser Spheres, that are clothed in these four worlds in order from top to bottom, Atzilas, Bria, Yitzira, Nasiya, which is the world we're in. Umahavlim, umavatlim, et kol haklipas v'umasaolam, and it removes from you, and it makes them nothing, all these klipas that were put onto us by the other nations of the world. Ov the Alilim, like it says in Aleinu. Once we are Oved Avodah Zarah, Shali Yishlatu Aleinu Klal, that they should not have choice on us at all, that they should not be able to choose, that they should not be able to reign over us. Umegalim Lekol Asher, Hakol Hevel Avalim Ve'im Biladav Yidbarach Klal. And it will be seen to us how everything else is nothing, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. The Hazahir La Umra Acher Kol Tfila Mvutach Lo Shetfilas Alo Tashuv Rekam. And if a person at the end of every tefillah, it's in all three tefillahs. At the end of every tefillah, if a person really has this kavana, not only is he mevatel the klipos, but and not only is he take himself from under the reign of the other nations, and not only does he see how everything is nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. But even if his tefillah, up until Aleinu, his entire tefillah wasn't so good, he can be sure that it will not be answered empty. That he will be sure that if he has kavana, b'simcha gedola, with his tefillah. Amazing. And once again, the question is, why? Why? Amazing, Aleinu. But why? So here we're going to look at where it says Isir Reshus Breslov, but really it's from the Arizal Shar Kavanos. The Arizal in the Shar Kavanos over there, so he has a few pages in the Shar Kavanos actually on Aleinu. So the Matok Midvash was mekutzered for us and made it easier, more simple for us to understand, and helped us put it into Makor form that we can actually put more than one thing on a paper and not spend 3 hours learning it. From saying Aleinu, it removes the chitzonim, removes these outer things, these outer everything, from the abundance that comes down from the upper worlds. It says Hashefa Yored Milmala because from after Tachanun, after Chazaras Hashatz, that part of Tefillah, if you look in the more Kabbalah Dika Sidurim, so on top of the page it'll say which part is which, right? Shemona Esrei is Tefillah Satzilas, and the beginning is Tefillah Sinoga, and different things like that, and different worlds. So in the Siddur, this part up until the end, which is Aleinu, which is the last thing in Sidurim of in Nusach Sfar Nedu Mizrach. And that is Yuridus HaShefa. It's called Seder Yuridus HaShefa. And this is the final part of the Yuridus HaShefa, which is the coming down, the falling down, the coming to us of abundance. Right? Taking in all the abundance that we just did from top to bottom. And this is the final thing. Hineh HaShevach Hazeh. This Shevach, right? Aleinu L'Shabeach. Shevach. And it just talks about the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarech la'omor acher kol tefillah mal gimel tefillos. Says Arizal. Says Matok Midvash B'Shem Arizal. This Shevach of Aleinu needs to be said after every single one. We know this in all three of the tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha. In all three of those tefillos, we end up with Aleinu L'Shabeach. A beautiful thing. And you should know in that, even, you could say maybe in, what about when there's Ladavid, or what about the, etc., Epitom Torah, in Nusach Sfar Nedut Mizrach, those are a lot of shuls, not all shuls do it, but in the Sidurim, the order of it is that Aleinu comes last, even if there's Ladavid, even if there's Baruch Hinafshi, v'chule, that it always comes last. That's the way it's supposed to be, according to the Arizal. That it's supposed to be at the end of every single tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. V'hinehu shevach gadol me'od me'od. This is an amazing, huge shevach.
Shevach, what is the shevach?
Shevach is praise. Oh. But an unbelievable, huge praise. She'al yedei zeh ha'shevach mitbat le'machitzonim. From praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this amazing, amazing, beautiful praise, written by Yeshua ben Nun, the great, is Mizbatel the Chitzonim. Cancels out, removes the outside things, the things that aren't necessarily real, the things that seem, that what you see on the outside, the things of how something looks, it breaks away those barriers. Ve'edim yicholim lit'aches b'kedusha. And it's not possible for them to be for something to be holy fully if you're just looking at it, you know, if you just see, if you don't know what a Torah is and you don't know, understand, all you see is a bunch of cow skin rolled up on round pegs of wood in a with a velvet cover, or if you're Sephardi, in a big box, just a big box, so you don't understand what a Torah is. You don't understand what a Torah is. That's the chitzonius of it. If you understand that each mila, like the Baal Shem Tov says, is its own world with bifnei atzmo, is its own world in itself. Imagine the entire Torah kula, how holy it is. Uveshefa hanishba l'chol olamos adei tefila, and the shefa comes down to us. This abundance comes down to our worlds from this tefila. It's brought down finally. the signature, the chosim of the bringing down of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abundance into us, into our world, is with this stamp of Aleinu. Ve'acher, shehizkarnu shivcho yitbarach, and after we remember, we read, we remember who we're praising, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying Aleinu l'shevech, b'miras Aleinu l'shevech v'chulei, ve'acher kach zacharnu ganus haklipus. There we remember after that, we say, Shalosam Chalkenu. Right? Shalosam Chalkenu Mehem V'garlein V'cholam Onam. But Shalosam Chalkenu, he didn't give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give to the other nations a chelek in the Torah. A chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? V'tein Chalkenu B'Torah Techa. Shalosam Chalkenu. He didn't give them a portion. He gave us, Am Yisrael. He chose us. The Amma Nifchar, he gave us a portion. And there we remember these klipos, these separations that are brought on to us by the Umas HaOlam, by the other nations of the world. And it weakens those klipos so we can see less of the chitzonius and more what something really is. So you can see really the kedusha of everything, that a table is not just a table, but it can be hofich to be a tish, it can be hofich to be something holy. V'az anu korim b'kriya, then we bow down. V'omrim v'anachnu mishtachavim l'fnei melech malchim l'chem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chulei. Right? V'anachnu korim mishtachavim l'fnei melech malchim l'chem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bow down to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. The melech malchim l'chem, the king of all kings. The king of all those great, huge kings. You're their king. V'az yored or hamakif l'kol olamos. And then this surrounding light, where the idea of a halo comes from, or hamakif, taken from the or hamakif, which is this light that takes it. But really what it's doing is, what's the difference between a makif and a klipa? A makif is something that surrounds you. A klipa is also something that surrounds you, but a klipa is something that blocks. A klipa is a barrier. A makif is almost like a lens that guards you. You know, it's like in those sci-fi movies where things that guard the cities is this giant dome, but you can see through it. You know, it's how sometimes we picture the Anane Kavod when they're blocking the arrows by Az Yashir, the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. But the way I see it, the way I understand it, is that klippers are something that blocks us from seeing the outside world. The Or HaMakif is, once again, replacing it. There's no such thing as mizbata, but when anything is mizbata, when anything is cancelled out, something takes its place. Something takes its place. And the Or HaMakif takes the place of this klipa. The Or HaMakif takes the place of these barriers, of this shell that can be broken. And it takes the place, and we see the outside now. We see really the inner parts. There's nothing, you know, there's no barrier between us and the MS anymore, and the inside. Rather, we now have this new lens that even if we didn't have the klipos, but we didn't have the Or HaMakif, we wouldn't understand this panemius. We wouldn't understand it. But the Or HaMakif surrounds us and gives us these new glasses in order so that we can now see and begin to understand the panemius, the real truth and the light that of within. Beautiful. V'az yored Or HaMakif l'kol olamos, to all the worlds. The Or HaMakif comes down. The Adei Kein mitbatlim achitzonim. Like I said, it takes the place. It cancels out the chitzonim. Ve'enam yicholim litachiz b'kedusha. They can no longer hold us back from being one with the kedusha, from really has realizing how everything is holy. V'fisha Or HaMakif atzum v'rav m'same einayim. Ah, there it is. Since the light, this Or HaMakif, this surrounding light, atzum, is the etzem, is the center, is the main thing, the rav, and it's great, and it's something that is beyond us. Umesame einehem, interesting, and it blinds our eyes. Now he says einehem, He says our eyes, it blinds. Not that it blinds our eyes, literally, that, oh, you know, we can't see, you know, you picture someone at the light at the end of the tunnel and someone's putting up their hands and in a crisscross because I can't see. But what is this misama einayim? Is that our eyes are only able to understand and see, right? Our brain sees through our eyes. Our eyes are the kalim, are the vessels, in order so that our brain can understand the picture of what our eyes see. But our eyes are only able to see what we're able to see. We're only ben adam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can blind our eyes, so to speak. This Aramakif blinds our eyes, that we could see through it. It's almost like what I like to say of how the originator likes to explain the concept of tzimtzum in the Kabbalah, which is condensing, literally, it's translated as. But he says that Bnei Adam, human beings, are not able to stare at the sun. We're not able to look at the sun. We look at the sun, start turning our eyes, even if we look for a second, we look to the left, even if it's just a light bulb, we start seeing yellow dots everywhere, and we get stars and all these things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tzimtzum. It says originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us sunglasses. Now, we're not seeing the sun in its fullest and greatest form, but now we're able to understand a little bit of what the sun is. We're able to take in a little bit of the sun without going blind. The great chassadim. We'll finish off here, so that's really what Alina is about. We'll finish off, try and do it quickly, of Rav Shimshon Fall Hirsch, a beautiful, beautiful sitter. He has a beautiful parish on the sitter, as well as many, 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 many other things. I recommend reading everything he has. For me, he's the first rough psychologist. He really understands Bnei Adam, really understands how the world works, and understands people very well. So it's actually written in German. It's a translation to Hebrew, but there's a translation to English if you're interested as well. Tfilazu aleinu. Tfilazu hi min ha-chashuvas b'sidr ha-tfila. Aleinu is one of the most chashuv tfilas in the sidr. B'chalk ha-rishon madgisha tfilazu at nigud todatenu elokit. So it's separated into different parts, like most tefillas. But the first portion of it is against the other gods, that we have our God and you have your God. Hashoneh miketzal ketzav ashval lazusha mishpachot adama. Right? And what is Aleinu Shemech Adonu Kol Teitkol Le'yotzeb Reishit? Shelo asan kegeyotzot v'lo samana. We're this, and they're that, and they're that, and we're not that. We're this. It's separating ourselves from the Goyim. It's making a chart, so to speak, a hashva, a comparison between the Goyim and us, and why we're great, and why you should remember us, and why you should continue to be with us, and why we choose you, and why you choose us. And all the more so it stands and brings out our yichus, like I said again, of the differences between the goyar, between the goyim and between us. Bara b'chalkam hashenu. So that's the first part. Is this hashva? Is this comparison? Bara b'chalkam hasheni al kain. Right, the al kain the kavlechal Hashem lekainu. So what's the second paragraph? Which you said was written by who again?
Achan.
Very interesting.
Alken.
Alken. Interesting. Very nice, very nice.
After the tshuva, I heard him from Rabbi Oshla, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I'm going to ask him about that. Mm-hmm. He's definitely one of the people to know. But Alken, or the other nuskhas, the Alken, but... This brings the hope. Now that we've now that we've done this comparison and said we're different than the Goyim, now it comes to bring us hope. Right? Tikva. Dafka al yesod todas elokim zu. Of giving thanks and wonders to our God. Gam kein behechlatiot with and realizing that it's our choice. The tikkun alum be malchut shakai to fix the world with the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's going to happen. Right? Even at the end, it quotes Psukim. Get into that. But we're different than the Goyim, and it's tough now, but there's hope that the Malchus of Hashem is going to be brought back with the Kabbalah Savodato, Mitzad Kol Yishvei Tevel, and we're going to be Mekabel, this Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being over to Hashem, is going to be Mekabel, is going to be accepted by the entire world, everyone who's in the world. Anu Mekavim Kach B'Kashartenu Lirot Mehira HaKarazu Mitzad Kol Yishvei Haaretz. And we want to see that it should be quick, that we should realize that all the Rishayim of the land should be either away because they're bad, or that they should also realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'tshuvas enoshus al Hashem ein lahavin giyur kol bnei adam. That we want and we don't want them to recognize necessarily, but this answer of a man El Hashem, of man to Kadosh Baruch Hu, ein lahavin giyur kol bnei adam. Right, we don't understand what it means for everyone to be a ger, for everyone to, the entire world's going to be Tachos Malchus Shalkai. They're all going to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They're all going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare Ein Zudas Torateinu. It's not about Torah to try and convert, right? We're not like the Christians or the Muslims, convert or die. Or, convert, and you can forgive them for all your sins. We don't try and convert the rest of the world. We try and keep them from that. We're the chosen nation, and they're their nation. They can keep Shem as they know. But it's not our job. It's not the Jewish way to convert it, to convert all the rest of the nations. Eleknisasam leanoshios hatsrufa, but rather to bring them into understanding what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Hakavana hisechel yoshvei tevel yakiru b'Hashem. What do we say? It says yoshvei tevel, right? That the ones who are Yoshvei Tevel should be Yakiru B'Hashem. Not that we want the entire world on the Rosh Haaretz to convert to Judaism. We don't want Rosh Haaretz to convert to Judaism. But we want them to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to accept them, and let them be Shem Metzes B'nei Noach. Great, that's the way the world should be. We want them to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one, that He's the God, and that the Jewish people are the chosen nation. And this kavana is that they're going to realize the one greatness, that He's the only one. He's the one who's Shemayim and above the Shemayim and the Aretz and Mitachal Aretz and everything. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All life, all anything that we see, every single thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're asking for them to realize. We're going to stop here. You're welcome to read it at a different time. And I recommend reading the rest of Rishon Shlomo Harsh on the Seder. He goes more into the Perush HaMilim. What does it mean, Shlomo Son? What does it mean, Al-Kain? Once again, just to strengthen the point of this great big bang at the end of tefillah, to end with this bang that is the chatima for all of our tefillah, like it's brought down in the breast of our siddur over here, that kol tefillah muftach lo shetefillah salo tashav reikam, right? That even if you didn't have the greatest tefillah, but this is the signature that the shefa, that the yiridus shefa actually was mekabels with this tefillah, that this abundance was accepted through us, is that this amazing tefillah of Aleinu, this is what separates us from the rest of the nations. This is what makes us so great. And once again, when we separate ourselves, we begin to see, not through the klipas, but we begin to see through this Ora Makif, through this new lens of seeing the Pnimiyah, seeing the truth. And Yehi Ratzon that this tefillah of Aleinu should be mekabel, and Mashiach should come, Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt, and that the goyim should yakir as Hashem, Yoshvei Tevel. The Yoshvei Tevel should be yakir as Hashem. Have a good Shabbos. Mm-hmm.